Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yabba dabba 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 doo. It's not Zabadabadoo. That's you.
Yeah.
Trademark Kelly Brown.
He is Zabadabadoo.
He's the Zabadabadoo guy.
I think I did it when I was recording a news heading to New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and instead of swearing, I said, ooh, I made a snake, Zabadabadoo.
You did?
And I ended up not editing it, and it ended up staying in the newscast.
Yep.
Whoops.
Yeah, but you know what?
They didn't swear.
But the thing about it is that got played instead of something horrific.
Yeah, it could have been bad.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Zubba-dubba-doo.
That's what Kelly did instead of swear.
Yeah.
And he's here with us today because of it.
Yep.
I try to make that the policy, but sometimes...
Yeah. I once recorded a promo, and I slipped up and I said, JC... You know, and then I did it completely, right? After that, I kept recording, and I made it all the way through, and I second-taked it. The whole thing was done, which was great, had I cut off the first part. But I submitted the promo, and so you heard me say, oh, Jesus. And then five-second pause, Asia restaurant. Yeah. You know what I mean? That was like, I went right into it. Yeah,
I learned from you. You scared me with something once, something that had happened to you, and absolutely none of that language.
When the mic is on,
absolutely. I'm not saying not in here, but
right.
But doing commercials and doing any of that stuff.
Right.
You had something happen that scared the hell out of me. And
what,
I'm like,
the Sopranos?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a oof. That was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of you may know, I mean, I probably have said this through the years. When the Sopranos were on Laura and they were big, I did a segment called The Sopranos in 60 Seconds. I would recap the episode.
So you didn't have to watch it. Greg will give you the lowdown on
basically,
it.
60 seconds. But I did it, you know, in a wise guy type of with the music, you know, and it was kind of like, so Tony goes in, right? And he fucking whacks the guy. And except I said it.
I
swore. And I did 60 seconds, I dropped 17 F-bombs, okay? I would record it before the show, you know, and then edit it and beep it out. So it was clean. But you can't just leave a spot and beep it out. You got to say it when you record it and then beep it out, right? So you can get the little, so they know what you're dealing with, right? So I did it 17 times, I swore. And when you do that in a character voice, your first take is never good. Second take, you're warming up. Third, you're getting into character. Fourth take, you're in the character. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what it took. It was a big storm the night before, and I walked into the production studio, and I started recording, and some stuff was in the way, so I moved it. And this is at 4 o'clock in the morning. We're not even on the air yet. So I record the segment. I get through the fourth take, and then I start to cut it up, and I realize, what's a boombox doing on the board, on the console? Mm-hmm. Now, this is in the back room.
Yep.
This is not the air studio.
The old back room.
The studio is never on the air. Mm-hmm. The radio is on in front of me, and I move my ear off my headphone, and I hear sound coming out of the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do this, and it comes out of the radio. And I'm like, oh, my God, this studio is live on the air.
And I am no longer
employed. I don't even know what 17 times 4 is. I never even wanted to do the math, but that's how many F-bombs I said. That hurts. And I was done. I'm like, I'm done. I'm fired. I didn't know, and there was nothing marking it, so I had an out.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
I had an out.
But still.
Because I'm like, that should have been marked. The on-air, don't touch, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't. Anyway, I got to tell management, I can't try to get away with it. The only way is to be honest.
Yep.
So before management gets in at like 8, I go to get, just before we start the show, a guy shows up at the door, of the radio station.
He's in the lobby, and he's like, can I speak to Greg for a second? And I'm like, yeah, you know, hold on a second, sit down. And I go and I walk in, and Greg's kind of like, you know, what I'm dealing with here. I'm like, this guy says it's really, really important. And Greg's like, okay, and goes out.
He goes, Crutchy, man, I don't know if you know, man, but somebody took over your radio station, some pirate, something like that. I got to tell you right now. And they started swearing. Like, I've never heard swearing like that before. He goes, and then he reaches into his pocket and he pulls out a tape. And he goes, and I recorded it. So I got it right here. And I want to give it to you. And I'm like, he doesn't know it's me.
So
that I'm the guy.
So why don't you give me that?
I said, oh my God. Wow. Thank you. Yeah, we had a problem. We cut that off. We didn't realize. And I put my hand out and I'm kind of like please, snake in Jungle Book. I'm like, yes, give me the tape. I'll handle it. And he gave it to me and I put it in my back pocket and I thought, and that's all I heard. There were no other complaints. There were no nothing. It went out over the air of our AM station, which nobody listened to, clearly, especially overnights, because it used to be off the air. But this guy got it, gave me the tape, and I just sat there going.
Did you ever get the pirate?
We got him. We got him. We shut him down.
We had an idea.
Shut him down. 60 whatever F-bombs, like you said. Yeah. When management came in, I told him immediately. I said, look, this happened last night. Here's the tape. You know, what do you want me to do with it? And then he looked at me and said, what tape? I said, that's what I thought. And yeah, so I got away with it. 64. I probably have the record for F-bombs on the air.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And still having a job.
Yeah, I mean, I should have been fired. Pff, you kidding me? Many times. but anyway, it is what it is. Sorry about that story. It took a long time. But there you go. How do we get on that, by the
lesson,
way?
A lesson to be learned.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
Zippity-bop.
I did have a zippity-dabba-doo. I did have something I wanted to bring up. And as soon as I mentioned it, before we started recording, Kelly got a smirk on his face.
That was, you
know, Kelly knew what I was talking about.
I never experienced this.
I believe that you didn't, but we knew about it. We knew it existed. I've never done it, but
yes,
I knew it existed. Not in private.
Not in private, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did as a show.
Yeah, we called a sex line. And the 900 days. You know about that? The 900 numbers?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was on the back of, like, magazines.
Oh, yeah.
And now, even the TV guide,
$3 a minute.
What happened was, Greg called, starts talking. Somebody else on the show starts talking, and she's like, ooh, we got more. Then when we started to get into the third and fourth voice, the woman didn't like it because she was like...
Overshadowed?
I could be charging more.
Right. It was a bigger job.
Yes.
She had to handle five men and women. It wasn't in the contract.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the old days, if you don't know, like, they had these 900 phone numbers, which you could call, and somebody would talk dirty to you or whatever. You could, I don't know, meet honey girls. You know that thing that Roadkill always plays.
Hot, live amateurs want to rock your world.
Honey girls.
You need a bad, and we've got it good. Call right now to connect one-on-one with a horny girl of your dreams.
But what would happen is that people, especially young people, like 16, 15, whatever, they'd call these numbers. They'd talk for like 20 minutes. The parents got this whopping phone bill.
Yep.
Like we did a show on it one day, thousands of dollars before they realized their kid was doing it.
Yep.
Right? But yesterday...
I will never, ever understand a few things in the world of sex. A, poop. B,
blow up dolls.
Feet.
I'll never understand blow up dolls.
But I'm supposed to be lonely and I'm supposed to call somebody and they're going to do it for me? Oh. No.
But they talk to you and they say dirty things
yeah. I know, but I just...
You have to have an imagination.
Yes, you probably do.
He doesn't.
That's what I'm...
I only do...
Yes, you probably do. Yes, they're going to...
So
if you're listening to them and they're describing an entire scene, you're closing your eyes and you're going to picture what she is saying
she's
going to do.
That's what masturbation is, isn't it? I mean, you're fantasizing. It's the same thing.
Yes, but it's one thing to have a magazine in front of you where, you're looking at
it. So something that doesn't talk as opposed to a person who would talk... and then tailor it to what you like.
Yeah, this.
Yeah, I can't see no boobies, man.
Yeah, I just I don't.
In your head, you close your eyes and you're picturing your most. You're picturing the most beautiful, gorgeous woman in the world is the one talking to you.
See, I never did it. I can't get past the fact that she's not the most beautiful woman in the world. I mean, I felt guilty because it's too expensive. You know what I mean?
She's
I couldn't
probably
do it.
Some lady.
Doing laundry,
yeah. Making dinner for her husband, and she's not enjoying it.
But the reason I brought up the sex lines is because I came across this thing, and it wasn't always sex. They had a 900 line for everything. Now, these are... I collected these. They're real. They existed. They no longer exist. But can you imagine calling a cry hotline?
$2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call. 1-900-909-9-CRY.
So somebody can listen to you cry
and
empathetic to you?
Yeah.
What makes people all over America break down and cry like this? Call 1-900-909-9-CRY and hear it for yourself.
Money.
$2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call.
I don't like this one. It doesn't sound good. Dirty.
Think about it.
Look,
my point is it's not necessarily dirty.
No, it's not.
People would call them to listen to someone cry.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right?
I got
crazy.
I used to call a 900 number and get a guy, because I used to do a wrestling review, that would give you the hot news, the hot story.
Yeah, the hot takes.
So like, hey, this is what's going on. This person's contract ran up. They were seen, you know, in Hartford, Connecticut. And it was a phone line. And I remember getting spoken to going, hey, listen, you know, I know you're doing a wrestling thing here, but try to... You don't have to stay on the phone for 10 minutes.
Right.
And because it was a lot of money.
Yeah, right. Here's another one. This is Guts or something.
Has this ever happened to you?
Hey, baby, you come here often? That used to happen to me until I started calling the pickup line. Now I've got more girls than I can handle. The pickup line taught me where to meet girls, how to meet them, and what to say. And most importantly, 976 Guts gave me the guts.
If you want to be...
So
I got more girls than I can handle.
Basically, just trying to give you a little bit of self-esteem. You know, don't have to be bullied.
Oh, the guy was talking with his teeth never touched. Now I had girls I can handle. Yeah, with my giant penis. Okay. Yeah. So these are real, too, by the way. Big women.
Big women are beautiful, too. Now there's a telephone dateline, especially for big women and men who want to meet them. Dial 1-900-230-4000. Best of all, you'll get real names and phone numbers and find out how to place your own personal ad.
So
who collected all the information of
real
the big
names?
Women?
So it's kind of Match.com.
Yeah,
real
kinda.
Names, real numbers.
Yeah.
Real girls.
Bizarre encounters. Call and hear real people as they come face to face with bizarre encounters. Are they from next door? Or are they from... If you only make one phone call in your life, make it to Bizarre Encounters.
Can you believe
that
it?
That one sounds kind of interesting.
These are not fake. These are real.
Everything happens to me.
I'm broke. Can't pay my bills.
I think I'm cursed.
I'm just bad luck.
Stop. If you're tired of bad luck, if you think your life is jinxed, now you can change it with E. David Scott's Curse Removal. Call this number and follow simple instructions.
It really works. Within 2 days, I won this car and a drawing and $20,000.
Same guy
I could have used that after
you
got into all
need
those
to
crashes.
Call that number.
Not,
same
no,
guy
I
in the
have,
Curse
I'm not
commercial.
Cursed right now. I mean, besides a hit and run last week, but I'm doing okay.
Same guy. What?
Of the glass to the face, that one, yeah.
Let positive forces instantly cast away the evil spirits that bring you bad luck. $1.95 per minute for entertainment only. Under 18, get permission. Call now and remove the jinx from your life.
I like
See,
how
sometimes
people
I
did it.
I'm very good at moving on and not thinking of bad luck because I'm thinking, oh, last week I did have a hit and run and I only thought of it because the guy called me about fixing it.
And then we remind you of
and
it.
And you remind me that, oh, I did take a glass of the face about a month ago.
Well, she goes, I go, maybe you should call. I don't need that. I don't have bad luck. And then she goes, but just the car last week. And then I'm like, how about
but
2 weeks before you?
It hasn't been a month. It's been like 3 weeks, right? 3 weeks you got hit in the face.
Well, Easter was March 31st, so Today's April 30th.
Okay, yeah, I guess it's a month. You're right.
1 month.
Okay, all right. I guess you're right.
All right, so I think you're clean.
What's this one?
No,
Kelly,
bad luck here.
Feel the heat, you dirty son of a bitch.
Feel the heat?
It's time to turn up the heat to the boiling point. Sizzling hot private one-on-one conversation. For the hottest voices in town, call 1-900-288-2050.
Let me tell you something. I'm not going to talk to you if you're going to use a lousy mic. Because, right, that sounds like ass. Okay? That's a lousy mic.
Maybe some people want it.
Terrible,
sound like
terrible
ass.
Production with the feel and the heat.
Uh-oh. Feel the heat. $4.99 per minute. Call me now.
Do you have asthma? You're very, very breathy. Are you all right?
Now, see, breathy was in at one time.
It was.
Feel the heat.
It's hot in here. Okay? Can we turn down the heat a little bit here?
Hot.
How about this one? Freak phone.
The freak phone. And now you can call the phone freaks on the freak phone for freaky, frightening fun. Call us now at 1-900-490-FREAK and you'll get full tilt, madcap, wacky, warp madness. Give us a call. 1-900.
That was a guy who was a Kiss 108 jock.
Yeah.
Freaky Friday.
What kind of madness can it be?
I don't know.
490 freak. A dazzling, diabolical, hideous dimension of torrid, twisted terror. Join the party. Selected callers get to talk to one of the phone freaks live. Just $2 a call.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just $2. You get the selected caller get to talk to one of the phone freaks live.
$2 a call.
Yeah.
Not as bad as like $2 a minute.
Right.
That right there might be...
It may last for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I'm saying that there's a bargain there.
Let me see. Oh, Madam Ava.
The seance is soon to begin. Everybody is gathered around the table, but there's one empty place. This is your chair. We'd like you to come and join us. Just call this number and be a part of the group. Isn't there somebody you'd like to talk to from your past? Call now and join Madam Ava's phone seance. Just $1.95 per minute. Under 18, get permission. There's a place at the table for you. Call now and speak to the past.
The dead people speaking in the background?
Chanting in the background?
Yeah, it's
so scary. It for me.
But I tell you right now, out of all the ones that we played, that's probably one of the biggest money makers. People wanting to talk to someone who's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. People get taken in by that. Wow. Phone zombies, Kelly.
The phone zombies are very, very dead.
So, Laura, after you would go to bed, or like if you go to bed at like 11 o'clock, all of a sudden 11:30, 12:30, 1 a.m., these commercials were on TV.
I remember.
Okay.
But not some of the weird ones. I don't
these
remember.
These are all real and weird. I don't know what this
in
is.
In between those was Girls Caught on Tape.
Girls Gone Wild.
Girls Gone Wild. Yes. They had like series number 582, Girls Gone Wild.
That guy went to jail forever.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of underage spring breakers.
They're not in their graves. They're in the phone line, and they've got your number.
Want theirs? Dial 1-900-490-DEAD.
Who the hell is going to call a zombie line? Like, I want to talk to a zombie.
Roadkill is a kid. You don't think he's a teenager with his friends? They're playing Dungeons and Dragons. Let's call the zombie.
No. Dude, if he was gonna call anybody, which he wouldn't because he's too cheap. He's not gonna spend that money.
That was mom and dad's phone bill.
But
back
it was gonna
then.
Be
absolutely.
It
not.
Was gonna be sex. It was gonna be some chick.
Yeah, and again,
to talk dirty.
I'm being open with you that just did.
No.
I didn't do anything.
Kids. Teenage kids. If you're having a sleepover, you'd call one of the or you'd make pranks.
I worked with a person, for a long time ago. That $1,000 a month, 100.00.
I'm cheap.
Dollars a month.
That's $100.
On a
got your decimal off.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
You know what I did? That was
Kelly,
early decimalization.
Kelly knows his money.
I need
too.
A pill for that. Yeah, $1,000 a month on 900 numbers.
Cute little dog you've got there. But hold on. In a previous life, he could have been George Washington.
Can you believe his shit?
Yes.
Seriously.
Like, yes.
Perhaps Annie Oakley? And look at him. Why, it's Napoleon.
Reincarnation. What human being was your pet in a previous lifetime? Master reincarnationist E. David Scott will tell you when you call this number. Just answer simple questions with your touch tone phone. $1.95 per minute. Under 18, get permission. Call now. Learn who your pet was as a human in a previous lifetime.
Sounds like a young Tom Bergeron.
He's a reincarnationist.
Yeah. And of all the pets in the world, what are the odds you're getting Ben Franklin?
I know.
You know?
I know.
Come on.
But who's going to tell you you're wrong? Nobody.
Not if they want your money.
I didn't mean to do it. Oh. I'm so sorry.
I like where this is
Confession
going.
Confession hotline?
I like this one.
women's secret confessions, all real, all true.
It was horrible. I was out of control.
Listen to women burying their souls.
Yeah. Please forgive me.
Women's Secret Confessions, what their best friends don't even know. Oh, call 1-900-909-1133. $2 first minute, 45 cents additional minutes.
Oh, my
now,
gosh.
See what they're doing right out of the gate is they're letting you know that these are real confessions.
Yeah, right.
These are real.
100%
so,
real.
So they're trying to get you in the first few seconds to realize, oh, my God, this is real.
I know.
They're overselling it to you by going,
100%.
These are real.
This is the Midway. It's like you're walking down the Midway. Yeah. This is exactly what this is. And it was everywhere. I know this is a bit of an 80s, 90s throwback, but man, oh, man. You look back on that stuff and you go, wow, that's crazy. But anyway.
Talk to real live girls because the dead ones won't answer the phone.
We may bring this up on the air. This is an airable subject, don't you think?
Because you want to find out who called back in the 80s and 90s?
I you know what I want to know more so? Who worked it?
Oh,
I want to know who worked for the line. We talked to phone sex operators before.
Yeah.
They'd work, they'd spend all day in the house, they'd be doing the laundry and everything like that, talking dirty to some guy who wanted his nuts stomped on with high heel shoes. I'm not making that up. That's really what she did. She stomped. That's what they called them.
Mm-hmm.
Stomp calls. And she'd be doing her laundry, you know? And nobody, the thing is it wasn't on camera. Nobody ever knew it was her. Nobody ever knew it. Now we got OnlyFans. You know what they look like. Anyway, how crazy is that?
Crazy, man.
Yeah, bizarre, the people.
Yeah.
But that's the same thing.
Hot live amateurs want to rock your world.
After that came the chat rooms.
Yeah.
And... because right. That's when, you know, 900 numbers went away. People then, they dial up on their computer.
You're right.
AOL, and then they go to the chat rooms, and people would chat with...
If you watch any of those, and I know Laura does, any of those older forensic files, there was a time there in the 90s where that just seemed to be like every case started the same. She went into a chat room, thought she was talking to another teenage girl.
Yep.
She wasn't.
Yep. Right, and that's, I think, the 900 just numbers like, led right into, and then it got scarier.
100%. Going to Match.com now and getting hooked into paying some guy you've never met in your life $100,000 or whatever.
That's all,
You didn't do that now, right?
No, I didn't do that.
I thought you were just going through another confession.
Yeah. I was like, oh no.
Yep. Yeah, those were the
that would be you.
The guys that scammed me did not tell me they love me.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So I would have given them probably a little more.
It happens to other people.
Sex talk, sex talk, sex talk with computer nerds.
James.
Yeah, what?
Have you seen that new girl in accounting?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Now I'm thinking about asking her out.
Really? You should Google her.
And then I could flip her over and Yahoo her.
Right in the AOL.
Oh! Wow! Flip her over.
Okay, that's. I think that's enough for today.
I think so.
That's all we got time for. Have a great day, everybody.
That was fantastic.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.